Hare Krishna. One of these days is none of these days. One of these days, I'm going to do this. That is how we often respond when we are requested to take up spiritual life or to solidify our commitments to spiritual life. And we may have good intentions also. We may think that right now I'm very busy, I have to do this. And in the future, I will do this. So one of these days. Now, one of these days is none of these days. When we say one of these days, the problem with it is that we are not giving it priority. We think that other things are priority, and eventually when I become free, I'll do it. So the Bhagavad Gita describes one of the characteristics of people who are in the mode of ignorance is to delay things, procrastinate things. There were Dirgha Sutre cha. Dirgha Sutre means procrastination. So procrastination comes from the notion that actually there is a lot of time for me to do. I don't have to do anything right now. Life is very long and this thing will always be available. Whenever it's convenient for me, I'll do it. Now, this is the best way that we will, this is the worst thing that we can do for us, because by this we will end up never doing that which is important for us. So one of these days is none of these days. The essential thing that happens is that in this world there are always going to be ups and downs. We need to recognize the urgency of giving spiritual life its due. So now that does not mean that we give up our material responsibilities or we neglect them, but we have to find a balance. Often our attempts to tackle the urgent issues of our life are like trying to steady a boat amidst the waves in an ocean. Now the fact is that the waves in the ocean are never going to end. And the person who is in the boat has to invest time in determining which is the way to the land. Otherwise, the waves will keep coming endlessly and the person will keep struggling against the waves for a long, long time, and eventually will become weak and will perish. I mean, a big wave comes along. So like that, when we are in this world, investing time in our spiritual life is like investing time in knowing which is the direction where we should go and moving along in that direction. So we need to balance between the two by not letting this or that take too much of the time. We take care of this as well as that. So certainly, if sometimes the waves have become very stormy, the focus may just be on survival. So like that, there may be sometimes emergencies in our life when we may just have to get caught in firefighting. That is fine. But beyond that, it's vital to know that there is no way we can deal with situations in a we can postpone our spiritual life. Because otherwise, we just keep ourselves caught in the vortex of material existence, not knowing where we are or what we should be doing. So the solution to avoiding this, being trapped by this one of these days, is to make it this day. Now, we can have certain basic spiritual commitment and we can invest, apart from that, our time in our worldly responsibilities. In fact, to the extent we invest time in our worldly responsibilities, to the extent our mind becomes calmer and clearer. And by that, we become better capable of dealing with worldly challenges also. So, we gain not only in coming out of the storm, but we gain also in being able to deal better with the storm. So, it's like, not when once it's more, so spiritual knowledge is not just like finding out the direction where the land is. But spiritual life connects us with Krishna. It's like getting in contact with the, say, maritime traffic controller who can guide how the storm is and how best to deal with the storm. So once we connect ourselves with Krishna, who is the ultimate goal of spiritual life, then he gives us intelligence. Adami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti te. So by his by the intelligence that we get from him, we can deal even with worldly problems in a more intelligent and a more effective way. That's why by instead of keeping it one of these days, it will be this day I'll do spiritual life. I'll connect myself with Krishna, and with that strengthen, with that increased inner strength coming from the connection with Krishna, I will both deal with the storms that are there in my life, deal with the urgent things that need to be done, and also keep marching towards my ultimate destination. Thank you. Hare Krishna.